Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
We are underway with Tech Talk on this snowy Saturday. Final Saturday in November already. Hopefully everyone had a good Thanksgiving and taking care of the roads. A little bit earlier, I was running errands, and the roads are in pretty good shape. Crews are out. Slow down. Have your lights on is a reminder we want to put out to people. But you should be able to get out and about if you're traveling. I didn't see one on our text line. Any road reports for someone who needs to drive from White Bear to downtown Minneapolis at 6? Yeah, the crews are out, and you should have no problem getting around. I think if you slow down, mind your P's and Q's, so to speak, you should be all right. I can't speak for your fellow motorists, but you should be able to get around. I had no problem. We are joined by Doug Swindhart. If you want to talk to Doug about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call or text 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Doug, I hope you're doing well, staying warm.
Oh, it's really, really am. And, you know, I guess I don't mind the snow so bad as long as people can get out and move around and life continues as normal. And we've had really easy winters, actually. So this, I think it's kind of pretty. I don't know if you heard, Steve, but last week, Microsoft admitted right out in public that Windows 11 is broken. The entire and I didn't want to say anything last week until I had a chance to verify it, but it's not fake news. They actually did this. And they gave this list of what's wrong, and it's the shell and the internet and the Windows Explorer, and it's quite a list. And not to worry, we're fixing it all. But every time they send out an update, they fix something and something else breaks. I don't know what to think of this. They're going to take some hits on this one, I think. It's not a good thing. So us telling people to stick with 10 might have been a good idea. And what most people are doing is just upgrading to Windows 10 LTSC, long-term service support, and they intend to run for the next, 5 or 6 years. So it's kind of a push. I think we're going to see 12 come out early. That's kind of the way it seems. They want to start from scratch and rebuild from the ground up, so to speak. And it's almost like a repeat of the beginnings of Vista, which turned out to be a real good operating system in the end. But to start, oh my.
Yeah,
keep an eye on that for sure.
Yeah, and Doug, we have brought this up for years about Windows and, you know, Windows 7 and Windows 8 and then Windows 10 and now Windows 11 and all of that. And I know that they're trying to sell new operating systems. I understand that. And manufacturers are trying to sell new machines. And I think, you know, there is, I would assume, kind of hand in hand is that there is a little planned obsolescence. And you see that with Apple equipment. Eventually, you will not be able to update your Mac, and it's time to move on or find another operating system. When we talk about that with older machines, and there are alternatives, and we bring this up all the time on this program, you absolutely, positively do not have to have Windows to be on the Internet, do spreadsheets, do word processing, any of that. There are plenty of alternatives, and I think it starts with Linux.
Oh, I agree. And a couple of days after Windows announced this, Microsoft announced this, Dell stepped up and said, we're going to start shipping computers with Linux. Oh, my. That's a huge move on their part. And I wish it wouldn't have been quite so quiet. And actually, Microsoft is talking about doing a version of Windows in Linux. I don't know how that's going to work with open source contracts. I just don't understand it. But we'll have to wait and see. It's going to be an interesting year coming up, no doubt.
Yeah, for sure. And we talked about the end of the automatic security updates from Windows in October. We're a little over a month into that. People were able to sign up for another year, give Microsoft a little money. I would assume a lot of people did that. My point being is, for depending on what you use your computer for, or if you just use it as a gateway to the Internet, I go back to Chromebooks, and I have talked about this for a long, long time. Depending on what you use your machine for, if you're strictly using it to go online, maybe watch some videos or go to YouTube or do a little banking or check your credit card accounts, or maybe you're trying to buy a car and doing a little research online or shopping and that sort of thing, works fine for me.
No question.
Get into it at a pretty low price point. You know, for under $300, you can still get a pretty nice Chromebook.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is 90% of the people, without question, can get by on either a Chromebook or a light distribution of Linux,
sure.
Without question.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, word processors and spreadsheets, and they zip around on the net real good, and I like the way they start up a little quicker. Chromebooks, by the way, the prices are increasing, but they're getting to be nicer equipment, too. I think the entire industry is actually thinking in these terms, so it's going to be... It's going to be an interesting year. Some people are talking about this year coming up will be the year of Linux. And I'm not sure if I'd go quite that far, but we'll have to wait and see, at least in our country. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, and for instance, in a Chromebook, and you log in, you should know by now you need a Gmail account. You can set that up, and you can get into these machines. Now, you can spend more. You really get what you pay for when it comes to monitors,
doubt.
In my opinion. If you want a higher-end monitor, you're going to pay for it. There's just no or a better monitor on your laptop. You are going to pay more to get a good, clear, top-notch monitor. It's just the way it goes. They don't give those away.
No, and it's well worth it, in my opinion.
Yeah. But then beyond that, the functionality is you have access to Wi-Fi or wired internet, and use your Gmail account to log in, and boom, you get a little onboard storage, you get cloud storage on Drive, and you can get just about anywhere you need to go and do whatever you need to do if
Absolutely.
You're out there on the internet.
Absolutely. And the first thing I encourage people to do is, first thing, you download and install the Brave browser, you download and install the Firefox browser, and possibly one or two more. Then you go get La Brea Office, and you're set to go. From then on, just go ahead and cruise and take the stuff in as you need it. Be wary of apps and software. Do some research on the developer, how long they've been around, when was the last time it was updated, are there any past... How do I say this? Sins that we should know about? It all comes out sooner or later. So if you're cautious about what you install, it's going to run and run and run and run. I like the Chrome boxes all the way up through, even the desktops. They run really good. They run very, very nice. And you're going to see Google do the same thing with the Chrome OS. And it's going to be, you get like 3 years or 5 years. My hope is that they just display it up front before people put out their money. And that's one thing that you got to say about Apple. Yes, they have a time limit. Machines get to end of life, but they tell you the day you buy it. You know exactly how long it's going to be supported, generally, and they'll usually even extend that a little bit. I just would like to see more transparency in the sales of this stuff all the way across the board. And I think that most people would agree with that.
Yeah, for sure. And wherever you know, whether you go to Costco or Sam's Club or Walmart or Target or shop at Micro Center or Best Buy, wherever you go, you're going to find these. You know, like right now, HP Chromebook, 14-inch laptop, regularly $329 on sale for $189.
Oh, that's a buy.
Yeah, there are deals. And this is brand-name equipment, Lenovo, Acer, HP. The newest Chromebook I have is an Asus. It's been great.
I bet it's a beautiful little machine.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I got the biggest monitor available. I think this one I got on a deal at Costco maybe 18 months ago. It's a terrific little machine.
Excellent. Excellent. And it will serve you well. I guarantee it. It really will. There's no maintenance practically to a Chromebook. You don't have to have any antivirus or any anti-malware. They just run. Yeah. And really, that's what we want to see. And same with Linux, if you set them up properly. Other than upgrading or updating from time to time to make sure you're safe, it's just really the answer, I think, for at least 80% of the overall population. Now, if you're going to be a gamer or you're getting into high-quality CAD work or some type of things where you're going to require some desktop publishing, whatever you're doing, you might have to step up to a little bit more expensive desktop or possibly a more expensive workstation laptop. But yeah, they're out there. And the prices today, even though they've gone up a little bit, I think the quality of the equipment has gone up as well. So it's it really is a good time to buy. It really is.
Yeah, for sure. And you can get a higher-end monitors. Doug and I have always recommended this over the years. You know, go out and check them out. Play with them. Go to your favorite retailer. Micro Center is a good one we bring up in St. Louis Park, but Best Buy, Target, Walmart, Costco, Sam's Club, wherever you go, you want to get a feel for the keyboard. You want to get a feel for how that operates. I always have a mouse with my Chromebook. Trackpads, I'm just not a big fan.
Yeah, you're in the majority on that, I think, Steve, but That's a good point to bring up. And you can get a mouse that's smaller, little tiny things you can barely hang on to. But the thing with monitors, too, is if you watch, now I picked up a 32-inch ViewSonic, and they were selling for $698. I bought it as a refurb on eBay for $215, and it's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. I love this thing. I can put two full monitors on this thing side by side and have plenty of space. I could do four if I was really pushing it, but there are buys out there. I have done really well with refurbs. Now, Amazon calls them renewed, and they've got a whole section of renewed products, not just computers, but especially with computers. And even Apple, you can go on Amazon and you can buy an Apple Watch or an iPad or a tablet and save $300 to $500 getting one that's renewed. Some of these have been taken home by a customer, and they decided it wasn't right and sent it back. Apple was gracious, took it back. Of course, then they got a different piece of equipment, and they put that thing in the box, checked it all out, did the research. So you're basically getting a brand new machine. I'll bet you there's a lot of them like that. Oh. And Amazon will stand behind them, and Apple will stand behind them. So yeah, check that out if you're in need.
Yeah, I completely agree that refurbs are a great way to go, especially on Apple equipment.
Yep.
You know, really, really good. We have had luck with that. One of my daughters brought a MacBook Pro to college, and it was a refurb, and worked like a charm for her entire run through college, 4 years plus.
That's the way it should be.
Really good.
That's the way it should
refurb.
Be.
So don't be afraid of those factory refurbs. They're good stuff. All right, quick break. It is 3:20 here at News Talk, yep. 830-WCCO, and we're going to go to the text line. And if you want to call and visit with Doug about any computer topic, feel free to. Our number is 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. You're on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
A snowy Saturday here at CCO. Thanks so much for joining us. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in. If you want to call or text, here's the number, 651-461-9226. And if you do call the studio, you'll visit with Lindsey Brown, our producer. She will put you through to the show. Let's go to the text line. A few weeks ago, I texted your show about a problem I was having loading paper into my Epson printer and asked if there was a place I could bring it for repair. We talked about, it's a lot of fooling around. You may want to just look at a new, especially if you have a little home inkjet. They found someone, and they've took a look at it for a flat fee of $65, and apparently they were just loading the paper wrong, and it really wasn't anything mechanically wrong with the printer. So $65 well spent, and they said, hey, they were able to keep it out of the landfill. That's pretty good stuff, Doug.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
that's excellent. We need more local stuff like this. We really do. And especially dependable printer people that take care. There's a pretty substantial business in right off Pilot Knob and 494 that does all HPs. And I think they do Minoltas and Canons, and they're factory authorized. They're not the cheapest in town, but they do good work. But sounds to me like they found a small little business that says, sure, I'll do that. That's great. And flat fee, that's the cream de la creme, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is really good stuff. And when it comes to loading the smaller inkjet printers, and I found this. Now, I have a larger four-color inkjet printer, and it's from Brother, and it has traditional paper trays. You know, mm-hmm. you open the drawer, you put the paper in the tray, and you slide it back in. That's a little more straightforward. Some of the smaller inkjet printers, and this is true with my mom and dad, they have an Epson EcoTank printer, mm-hmm. but they've got to load the paper in back, and you got to be kind of careful as you jog that paper. You don't want to put in too much, you know, mm-hmm. to jog that and set that back in the tray, and sometimes that can be a little tricky to get that seated in there just right. So, anyway, good news. Thanks for following up on that. And now we want to go to the phones and bring in Jerry from Maple Grove. Jerry, you're on the air with Doug.
Yeah, I would like to know if Doug would be available to assist in downloading Windows 11, and could it be done over the phone?
Part of it, yes. Yeah, give me a call next week and we'll talk about this. I would probably encourage you just to upgrade to Windows 10 LTSC, but we'll talk about that as well. I can get to you remotely as long as you got good, fast internet. And yeah, we should be able to work that out. And I'll put out my number before we're done today.
Yeah, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. But I think, thanks for the call, by the way, Jerry. That is a good call. You know, people do get nervous if they have a Windows 10 machine and are thinking about updating to Windows 11. I know you have concerns. You can go through that with Jerry on the phone.
Sure.
But anytime you're doing an update, here's a thing we have said over and over again. You want to make sure mm-hmm. you back up all your data and maybe have that set aside on an external hard drive. You know, in case something goes awry, probably won't, but
there's no doubt about that, Steve. That's it. Oh, you know, the thing is you can be the best computer guy on the planet, and a certain percentage of updates, you're going to have to do a fresh install. And I think that's where people go, they panic, and they really shouldn't. It really is important in today that just relax. But if you've got your data backed up and you know you got that, the fear should leave. It really should. If you know you got access to that, at least three copies, one working copy, one in your house on a external hard drive, and one up in the clouds minimum. That gives you three full copies, and then you're pretty safe at that point. You're going to find it somewhere if it's really important.
Yeah, I know when we got toward the end of October and that deadline when it came to Windows 10, I talked to a number of people that just said, it's easier to maybe kick the can down the road and see what happens and just give Microsoft a few bucks right now and get those security updates and keep rolling on Windows 10. I know a lot of people that took that step. And, you know, here we are end of November, and they're probably feeling a little bit better about things.
Oh, my, yes. Yeah, they made a good decision, in my opinion. That was and you just don't know. They rely on the public today to do beta testing, and Microsoft isn't the only one that does this. This has just gotten to be an industry standard. We get it to 80% close, and we start selling it. There are so many people who want to be on the cutting edge of technology, and it says, they tell right out, you're working with a new operating system, you're working with a new video card, so there's bound to be some issues. And as they say it right up front before the people end up paying more because it's brand new and it's fresh out of the development department. And it's if you want to do that, it's there. I say this, it's fine to want to be on the cutting edge, but let's not get on the bleeding edge. And the biggest thing where you're going to bleed is loss of data. If you can keep your data safe, do your backups, do your copies, you are light years ahead of this thing. You really are. No matter what happens, we can throw a new operating system on there, format your whole hard drive and make it like brand new and start fresh. And then move your data back on exactly the way that it was, and you'll be amazed how well it runs. It's a It's a funny thing. I've got that going on with Linux on a machine. Of course, I haven't done a fresh install, I think, in like 8 years, so it's way overdue. And it's still running, but I can tell it's time for me to just break down and do it. And it'll take me a couple hours to get that done. And then I'll move my data right back on. And just stay conscious of why you're using a computer, and it's the data. That's the important thing. Data, data, data. If you got that, you got the world. That's my opinion.
Yeah, photos, videos, docs, etc. Somewhere in the cloud, physical copy is ideal. And before we break, real quick, storage is so cheap. You know, 1 terabyte, 2 terabyte drive, more storage than most people will ever need. It's just dirt cheap. Good brand.
It is.
I mean, this isn't some off-brand you're getting on Amazon or whatever. This is tried and true equipment at a very good price.
You bet. And, of course, Seagate's got their Black Friday thing going on. I can't believe what they're selling drives for. It's amazing. And I really don't feel I can do any better than buying Seagate. I really don't. They cost a little bit more, and they're worth every penny, in my opinion. And it's a local company, too. So they're homegrown right here in Minnesota. They've left a couple times, came back, well, never left completely. But the manufacturing's been sliding around a little bit, trying to figure out how to do it at their level of quality and still be competitive. And they're doing a good job. They're moving more towards the enterprise. But people who are going to be building like a NAS, a network attached storage system for saving movies and home media system, they've got a whole series of hard drives put together just for that. And a couple of them, they got a 10-year warranty, and they'll even protect your data. So it's just phenomenal what they do. I don't think there's another drive company on the planet like Seagate. And check them out. You'll like what they have.
Yeah, and there's so much good equipment out there. You know, 1 terabyte, $45.
Yeah.
You know, and we're talking brand name equipment. You know, yep. Toshiba, we've all heard of that. 2 terabyte portable external hard drive. You know, $75. I mean, the
Toshiba builds good equipment.
Yeah. So a lot of good options out there. There's really no excuse to not have that data on an external hard drive and certainly up in the cloud. Quick break. We'll have an update on the weather and then more tech talk. Still plenty of time for you to get in on the show. And that is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. You can call the studio or text the studio here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save.
Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Snowy Saturday. Thanks so much for joining us here on Tech Talk. Doug Swindehart is in. And by the way, it's still time to get in on the program. And that is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. And once again, thanks so much for joining us here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Doug, we brought up Windows, and we bring it up regularly on the program. You're running Windows, whatever version. There is a program you absolutely need. If you haven't downloaded Pervasor and run Pervasor, you need to, Pervazer. It just does wonders.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up, Steve. Pervasor is just, well, I had a customer that I haven't seen for years and years and years with Windows 10, drop off his laptop, and I convinced him to stay with 10. And I said, you know, when I installed this, I actually put Windows 11 LTSC on there. So you're good to go. Well, I've been kind of worried, he says, and it seemed to be slowing down. I said, well, you've been running Pervasor like I should? Well, not like I should. So I updated his Pervasor. Ran, oh my goodness, that machine ran good. That's a nice little Dell laptop. I think it's about 5 years old now. Pervasor, I would say, is at least 80% of keeping that computer running. Really. See, he doesn't want to be technical. He doesn't want to play around. He doesn't want to learn all that stuff. So it's worked out really well for him. I can't recommend it high enough. It's just the best. It goes into places in Windows that most people never even know exist. Shell bags. You can download a little deal and get rid of your shell bags, which will clutter up a computer quite quickly. And it just does a marvelous job. And I suggest people download and play with it for free for a couple weeks. And if you like it and you're going to keep it, don't need a little money. Let's keep this project moving forward.
Yeah, for sure. Very, very good thing. Another thing I wanted to bring up, and we haven't talked about it for a while on the program, and that is internet access alternatives, if you will. And typically we've talked about CenturyLink, and we've talked about Comcast, Xfinity, and you know they're still very big players. There are other fiber optic companies. Gateway Fiber moved into our neighborhood and kind of laid the fiber down. It was a big project, and they had the machines punching the holes in and doing the trenching and all of that sort of stuff. And it is up and running, and they're long gone in our neighborhood. And we've been using that. Another thing we've played around with and had is the 5G based internet from T-Mobile, and I know Verizon, AT&T is jumping into that business as well. And what it is, it's a small appliance, you know, not much bigger than a toaster. You set somewhere in the house, and it brings in 5G cellular signals and converts that into a Wi-Fi network. You can hardwire into it as well. You can use an Ethernet cable to connect your computer.
They've come a long way.
And that's been really good. And as I maybe mentioned on the program, my cousin who lives in the southeast suburbs of the Twin Cities has been using that now for a while as his sole form of internet. And he is an IT professional, by the way.
Yeah.
And he's thrilled with it. So there are a lot of alternatives and options. If you're still fighting slow internet or not happy, there are a lot of options in this marketplace. And then you brought up Starlink, satellite-based, low-level satellites. That is available, and the hardware is coming down quite a bit as well.
Oh, so is the plans. They're going on. And I don't know if you realize this, Steve, but Amazon is going to have low-level satellite internet next year.
Well, they got work to do. Yeah,
this is going to be way good, way good. So I'd like to see this competitiveness now. And Starlink has been tweaking theirs and getting that baby right down pat. I have high hopes for Starlink and Amazon satellite systems. The low-level satellites, I think they're going to be our answer to keeping all the other providers honest. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, I think it is. But there are a lot of alternatives. I will say, though, if people have been looking at, and like I say, I would assume T-Mobile and Verizon, I work for a streaming service and do play-by-play at games, that they use that similar kind of gateway using 5G cellular signals. Those have worked very well. So Verizon, T-Mobile, I know AT&T is jumping into that. You know, all the big players have their hardware, and typically it's no contract, and it isn't a ton of money. Right now, I think the bill from T-Mobile is $65 a month.
Worth every penny.
And it's been pretty good.
Yeah. And now they're experimenting with 6G. Now, again, they're fighting the distance. It's much quicker. As we move forward, I am amazed at how fast the technology is developing. The routers and the modems and yeah, you're going to see in the next year. I really expect big things next year. I really do, especially with two competing satellite companies right here in the U.S. and that they'll end up being global. That's how it works. So it's going to be interesting. It really is.
Yeah. Lot of good options there, for sure. And I think as we move forward, you have talked about it, you know, even from the old days, a dial up, and we don't want to spend other people's money, but I think when you're signing up for a service, the advantages of having the fastest internet you can really pays dividends.
Oh, it'll pay for itself in the first month if they use it properly. You know this, Steve.
Yep.
Yeah, you can do so much quicker and do your research. And you know, I love to learn. And it's just fingertips and away you go. I had to learn about gas heaters not too long ago. I spent probably 8 or 9 hours on the internet trying to find what to find. And I found it. I got it. I'm a professional by no means, but I got my little job done. And I've used the internet for years and years. YouTube, you got to kind of be careful now because there's so many YouTubers, but you can still get really good results on YouTube as well. Just be specific. And it doesn't take long before you find out that you got a guy here that's a professional. He gets up and he talks about his 25 years experience and does that. Well, here's how I would do it. And he goes step by step by step. Well, that's genius. That's the way to go. And the information is there. It is there at your fingertips. And to have that internet high speed, seriously, go ahead and buy the high speed and make it pay for itself. You'll be dollars ahead. Trust me.
Yeah, absolutely. Quick break. We've got more Tech Talk coming up. If you want to visit with Doug, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226 here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Doug in for a few more minutes, and if you want to reach us on the program, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. You can call our text. From our text side, I was able to get Windows 10 security updates for the next year for free because I backed up my Windows settings, but not data, to Microsoft website. So I didn't have to pay $30. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
You gave away something.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. All right. I haven't heard a whole lot about that, but I'm just leery, you know, with all the things that Microsoft got going on. I don't want to complain about Microsoft either, but you know, the Copilot and the recall and. It's not for you and I. It's for Microsoft, the company. By the way, Steve, I got to tell you this. I just jumped onto Starlink just for giggles. They have three different plans in my area, different speeds. And guess what? Upfront hardware cost, zero.
Wow.
Trying to give it to you. Yeah. Now, there's a big letter, a sentence right above that says, please note that if you quit, you have to send back the equipment. $21 to start, and they'll ship it right out, and away you go.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though,
Doug. I'll jump in. When you sign up, typically with Xfinity or CenturyLink or other players, I know in our neighborhood with Gateway Fiber, you know, if we ever bail and do something else, we got to return that equipment. That's not a big deal.
No, I think this is a big move. They're beyond competitive. Even if I were to go with I could have CenturyLink put in. Well, of course they don't have fiber anymore. But if it gets here, I would actually have to pay an installation fee. The last time I checked, it was $180. Well, that's gone here. I started $21, and the max speed is 400 megabits, but they're not going to have any latency. I'm tempted. I think I'm going to try this next month or so. I really would like to play with the Amazon one too, because they've been doing a lot of work in the background, and it's called Amazon Leo. It should be. I'm excited for 2026. I really am. It's going to be a big year for internet.
Yeah, and I would think that, you know, going forward with this low-level satellite competition. Now, we should point out the Starlink network, they're launching these satellites all the time. They're far ahead of Amazon in this race to build their network. There's a lot of catching up.
I'm not so certain that Amazon isn't going to be a sub of Starlink. I don't know how they're going to do it. I would agree. But they got three plans at Starlink. 100 megabits per second, 250, and 400. And the 100 megabits is $40 a month. The 250 is 80, and the 400 is 120. No upfront cost other than $21.63.
Yeah,
I'm mind-boggled. I did not expect this.
Yeah, and what I've heard about that is that it's not too hard to set up. And that they do have a version that if you snowbird, you can bring it with you. They have a lot of different configurations. And I would assume you could probably find someone that would, come out and set it up for you. I mean, I would assume they'd have some subcontract.
Oh, no, they got an app. You take and you find the closest place where you got line of sight, and you fire up your app. It knows where you're at, and it actually helped you to just get this thing set. You set it on the ground, put it on the roof. It's really not difficult anymore. This app is wonderful. Now, and something else, too. The new ones, my understanding is they will not collect snow. They got this little, somehow they melt the snow and away it goes. I'm intrigued by this technology. I truly am.
Yeah, it is. It'd be fun to... certainly check out, and once again, it is another option. And I think all that competition is good. You know,
we've
talked about it. You know, look when it comes to Chromebooks, all these manufacturers have jumped in to Chromebooks, and you can get really good deals.
Yeah,
and I think internet, once upon a time, you know, it was one ball game or two. Now that there's more and more competition, I think that is a very good thing. And beyond that, no contracts. I would be leery of signing a contract of any type.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that I think those days are past because the cat's out of the bag now. You know, once one of them starts, the rest have to follow. There's no choice.
Yeah, that's
so I don't think we're going to see these 5-year and 3-year and 4-year contracts anymore. Maybe in business, but that's a different story.
I think
we're going in the right direction.
All right, your phone number and email if people want to reach out to you in the coming week.
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin@wccotech.com. admin at wccotech.com. 651-552-9543. Thank you, Steve, and have a great week.
All right, Doug, very good. And folks, drive safely on the roadways. It is Tech Talk. With Doug Swindehart each and every Saturday between 3 and 4. And the show is available in podcast form at the website, WCCORadio.com. We have the news, a complete update on the weather. Roads around the metro area, you can get around. but they are snow-packed and can be slippery. Take care out there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.